بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصرنا ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فقد روي أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يعتكف العشر أواخر من رمضان، أو كما قال رواه البخاري رحمه الله. This narration mentions the habit of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم that he would carry out i'tikaf, he would seclude himself in the masjid for the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. Now, ever since Ramadan, fasting became compulsory in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We look at the ahadith and we find that you can say pretty much every single year, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make a point of carrying out i'tikaf of the full last 10 days. And in fact, there are multiple examples in the ahadith that because of some excuse, for some forced circumstances, i'tikaf was missed 1 year. So this i'tikaf was so important to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he would do qada of it the next year. For example, once it came that they were on an expedition, there was a battle to be fought, so i'tikaf was missed. The next year, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did 20 days. So this practice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that number one, he used to do it every year, and number two, if it was missed, he would make a point of making qada the next year, tells us that i'tikaf is a very, very important sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it holds so many benefits. We have already discussed previously in the month of Ramadan that one, if you want your ibadah, your worship, in the month of Ramadan and outside the month of Ramadan, to benefit you to the max, to make you progress spiritually as much as possible, then one thing a person needs to have is quality in his ibadah. He needs, when he is worshipping Allah Ta'ala, he needs to be focused solely on Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The less distractions, the better. And for this, one thing that benefits a person is disconnecting himself. One is you do tilawa in a room at home where the three, four people sit in there doing this stuff. So that is still rewarding. One is you make a point of going into an empty room and doing tilawah so you can concentrate. That tilawah will be more beneficial for you. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, realizing that the final 10 days of the month of Ramadan are the absolute cream of the year. Out of the entire year, these are, you can say, quite possibly the 10 best days. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make a point of going in total seclusion. Anyway, his ibadah in the first 20 days of Ramadan was such that no person could compare to it. But in the final 10 days, he would make a point of going into seclusion. What do we take away from this? The first thing we can take away is that we should try and carry out sunnah i'tikaf in the final 10 days of Ramadan. Unfortunately, for many a time, we don't even make an intention of this. Because sadly, the ummah is losing the importance of the practice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So 10 years go by and the thought doesn't even come that I should carry out i'tikaf in the month of Ramadan. In fact, during those 10 years, we will have carried out so many other activities. We will have gone for Umrah in the month of Ramadan. We will have gone for Jamaat in the month of Ramadan. I'm not saying these are not beneficial. What I am saying is that the practice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the last 10 days of Ramadan wasn't any of these. The practice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the last 10 days of Ramadan was carrying out Sunnah i'tikaf. So at least, if we can't do it every year, I understand people have work, things like that. Once every 10 years, a person should make an intention. Once every 5 years. In fact, never mind 10 years, 5 years, our lifetimes go by. And we don't get this intention of practicing upon this sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he paid so much attention to. That is the first point I wish to mention. The second point is that if a person can't seclude himself for 10 days, then in Arabic they have a statement that مَا لَا يُدْرَكْ كُلُّهُ لَا يُتْرَكْ كُلُّهُ, which means that if you can't get all of something, then you get whatever you can. If you can't do something 100%, then do it 10%. What am I saying? That if we can't carry out sunnah i'tikaf, we can't seclude ourselves in the masjid for 10 days, then take out 24 hours within that to seclude yourself. Take out 48 hours within that to seclude yourself. Every masjid will have a different nizam, a different set of guidelines, rules. Maybe you're free on the weekend. Maybe one weekend you can take out 48 hours, ask in the masjid that I'm okay to stay in the masjid for 48 hours here. So at least if we don't get the benefit of the 10 days that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do amal upon, then we get the benefit of a portion of it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to practice upon this sunnah. Ameen.